Before we pop in to ABC News, I have a guest this morning, Lieutenant Todd Roberts from the Worcester Holmes County Post of the State Highway Patrol. It's getting to flow a lot better. It's just whoop.
Yeah, for sure. Good morning.
And so all of a sudden, it's like, we're at Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, summer's here almost. It even feels that way.
Well, it was hot.
Yeah, I'm good with it.
I don't like cold, and I need like no cooler than 50, no hotter than 80.
Yeah, well, we beat that yesterday, and sounds like we're going to today as well, right?
We did.
Which, yeah, leads us right into that Memorial Day weekend and the start of summer, right?
Look how we roll, for sure. So, how are the roads looking going into Memorial Day?
Busy. Yeah.
We know that around here.
Looking busy. We always see, Memorial Day, July 4th, Labor Day weekend, we always see things kind of really pick up with a lot more heavy traffic in the area, and especially on the interstates. And what we're seeing, I think AAA said this year is almost 1.7 million Ohioans are going to be hitting the roadways as we go throughout the weekend to travel 50 miles or more from home. So that's going to be a lot of traffic moving around the roadways. And, you know, we just want to make sure that everybody's prepared for that, taking a little extra time, preparing themselves to go from point A to point B with a little extra patience. That makes things flow a little better on our roadways.
It sounds awful familiar. I feel like we've talked about this
before.
Yeah,
maybe a time or two. Yeah.
But there. I heard somewhere I was listening to something. I'm a surfer. And they said that this is going to be the busiest holiday, in a lot of years.
Yeah, I saw that as well. That said that, we're well past the pandemic now and people are taking full advantage of it and getting out and moving around. And the one thing I was listening to, they said, people were pinned down for a while and they're not going to do that again. And so they're taking advantage. If they have the opportunity to travel, they're jumping on that opportunity and they're getting out of town. The airports this weekend, they said, I think I heard yesterday that 4 out of the last 10 days have been the busiest ever.
I'll drive, thanks.
Yeah, for airports. So, but that, leads us into the traffic that surrounds those areas and where they're going. But yeah, people are definitely getting out. We're getting closer to the end of the school year, lots of things going on and people are taking advantage of the time.
Because not only do we have Memorial Day, but graduation time happens right at the, West Holmes and Garaway are this weekend. We had Highland last weekend.
Yeah.
So you've got Memorial Day celebrations, graduation parties.
And basically we want people to be safe to get to those events and take their time and be prepared for what they're doing and know that traffic could be backed up a little bit, which around here it's not crazy.
We know how to deal with traffic.
Yeah, but there will be more people out there, and so just paying attention to what you're doing, not being distracted. We want to make sure everybody enjoys the weekend and that there's not tragedy as it goes. Last year we did really well. We didn't have any fatal crashes over the holiday weekend last year, and we're hoping to make that the same thing this year. And we'll have a lot of our officers out and moving around like we always do, making sure that people are behaving, I guess, for lack of better terms. We'll be looking for looking for people that are driving aggressively, people that are driving impaired, distracted, not wearing seatbelts, things like that. Anything that can affect the safety of everybody moving around this weekend.
You know what happened to me Sunday? I had to think about what day I did all the driving. I went from Shreve to Mansfield to Shreve to Preston to I was all over the map. But on my way up to my cousin's house, I'm on Route 3 where it's the double lane just before the gas station there.
Mm-hmm.
Motorcycle dudes
up
between two cars, in the middle.
Yeah.
Like on their little motorcycles, not the rumbly ones.
Yeah.
I know what I call them, but I don't think that it's appropriate on the radio.
Sport bikes.
There we go. That's better. Much better.
Yeah.
So, right up between two cars, not even in a lane. And I'm shaking. I felt like a grandma. You can't. That's dangerous. What are you doing?
Right. Yeah, that's and we'll see a lot of motorcycles that'll be out this weekend as well. That with the warmer weather, they're going to be out and they're going to have an extra day off and they're going to be riding around. And for the most part, most of the motorcycles we see are doing things the right way. And
they were young folks.
Yeah, following the laws. But we do have a few that'll get out of control every once in a while.
At least they had helmets.
Yeah,
They may not have been following the rest of the laws, but at least they had helmets.
Got one, and one of the things that we're actually doing this weekend is we'll have our airplane up in a few different areas.
What a lead in.
Yeah, right? So we have our airplane up in a few different areas that'll be working in our area, but as well in a few other areas. So our airplane is great for when we have those types of vehicles, those motorcycles that are driving a little erratically, that it's maybe not safe for us to chase down. But we'll follow them until they stop, and then we'll be able to issue some citations there. So that's another thing to think of this weekend as you're driving around.
We've never got to talk about the airplane.
I don't know that we have.
This is a first, debuting here on WKLM.
Yeah, we have airplanes all across the state that help us with traffic enforcement. They help us with crash scenes, natural disaster, anything.
Missing people. We have talked about that in stories, but you and I haven't talked about using that as enforcement.
Yeah, and we do that regularly. I mean, we have them across the state, and especially during the holiday weekends with the uptick in traffic, we try to deploy that. So that's one other tool that we have to watch for those people. You know, you'll see the people on the highways that are weaving in and out of traffic and driving at excessive speeds. And sometimes,
saw that too.
And sometimes we don't have the ability to catch up to those cars, and that's why we'll put that airplane up there, because he can guide us into them a little safer. It's safer for us. It's safer for the public. And a lot of those have video, so that we can then show the video if we have a court proceeding or something of that nature. But it's definitely a tool that is very helpful, especially when traffic gets heavy. So that'll be out there. If you see, you know, a couple of us stacked up in an area, that's probably what we're doing, you know, waiting for something like that. And what they'll do, and just for the public's knowledge, what we'll do, we have marked out pre-marked zones that those airplanes will work in, and they're a determined distance apart, and he has calibrated stopwatches that he'll, once it crosses the first line, he'll check it. Once it crosses the second line, he'll check it. Third, all the way through a full mile usually, and then he has the ability to punch those in real quick, and he gets a calculation of the speed, and it's just a time over distance formula to figure that speed. He'll radio down to us. He'll give us a description of the vehicle and the speed that they were traveling, and he will walk us right up to that vehicle. And then when we get it stopped, he'll say, "You have the correct vehicle," and we will issue citations from there. So it's quite the process.
I hope he's entering those into a computer and they're mathing, and that he doesn't have to math while flying a plane and watching the car.
It's not as difficult as you would think.
He's like a mathematical genius.
Yeah, they're little Cessnas. They're not jumbo jets, so they're not. Not crazy hard to do it all at the same time. I've been up there with them while they do it, and it's a skill for sure. They'll fly above the roadway and they'll keep an eye on things and let us know what's going on, and then we go from there.
So do they fly low, or
folks,
like, if they see a plane, they're not like, "Oh, panic."
Yeah, you'll see, like, I mean, it's not like crop duster low or anything like that. They're still up there a decent ways. But if you're in the area, you'll be able to hear it buzzing around up there. It's reasonable, you know, height that's not crazy alarming, but yeah, you'll still see one that's kind of, typically you'll see it going in circles, and that's when you know it's one of ours. Yeah. So, but yeah, we have them across the state. So anywhere across the state you're going this weekend, there's the possibility that they're flying around.
Noted.
Yeah.
Noted. Anything else as we head into?
No, we just want everybody to be safe. Make sure, like we always say, you know, make sure you're buckling up as you're moving around. It is the click it or ticket campaign has kicked off, and so that's one of the things that we're looking at is for seatbelts. Impaired driving is always a thing that we see over the holiday weekend. So just making sure if you're going to those cookouts, going to those gatherings, and there's some drinks there, that you're making a plan on how you're getting out of there, how you're getting home, so that you're not getting behind the wheel if you're impaired. And then, you know, distracted driving is always huge.
Make good decisions.
Yeah, plan ahead, make good decisions, and everybody will be safe as we move about the weekend.
I was going to bring up click it or ticket, but then you brought up the airplane, and I got all
just
sorts of distracted.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Woo, it flew off track. Like it was in an airplane. Like, nope, we're going here today.
Sure.
Uh-huh. But it, as always, just be safe and making those good decisions. We kind of are a little repetitive, but it's
the same stuff.
It's that scientific method. Yeah. I forget which one it is. Where you just keep repeating the same thing, and then it happens.
For sure.
Look at this. We're in math. We're in science in here.
We're just
pulling the whole gamut. It's too early for this. All right. On that note, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you.
Lieutenant Todd Roberts from the Worcester Holmes County Post of the State Highway Patrol. It just flows like water now. Right now, we're going to pop into ABC News.